Hello, dear ones. It's Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. And I'm here with another Illuminate Your Energy Reset, where I share my intuitive insights and listen in for messages from Source that really inspire our self-care forward. So this week, as I'm sitting down to tune in to the energies that really have been bubbling up, rising up, some of them on the subtle layers a little bit, some of them not subtle at all. There's a word that is floating to the surface. I've noticed that this is happening quite often. Each week there will be a variety of themes, but there's one word that sort of rises to the top and becomes like the umbrella word for the energy that is really potent right now. And the interesting pause there was more about not being able to complete that sentence because the word itself is so, it's ringing really loudly. So that word is relate, 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 and relating, and relation, and relationship. And how those words that are all related to relate as the root, how they interconnect and interchange with each other, how they relate with each other, and how do we relate within our relating? Now, if you're listening to that, you're like, okay, seriously, that's a whole lot of just saying the word relate. And I think there's going to be a lot of that. I can feel it. It's like that's, it's like there is a repeat loop happening in the download that's coming in right now around relate. And I just hear relate, 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 relate. And so all I can assert right now is that we are meant to be tuning ourselves to the vibration of relating on every level. And we're to inquire with ourselves about how we feel about relating. What is our definition of relating? What does it mean to us to relate? The phrase, I can relate, is popping in now. And when we say that phrase, I can relate, what does that mean? It means that something that you've just heard, something that you've just seen, witnessed, observed, taken in, it resonates with you. And in that phrase, I can relate, it means I can feel resonance. I can feel relationship with what you just said, with what I just heard, with what I just saw or witnessed. It means I feel a sense of similarness. I'm relating with that in a way that feels accurate to me. Or not. I can relate. I can relate and I can relate with what I'm hearing, what I'm saying, what you've just said. I can relate with it in a way of inquiring further, hearing it, understanding it to a degree, and I'm relating with it to see what my own relationship with it is. So hopefully this doesn't start out this message in a confusing footing. Hopefully you're following this and allowing yourself to really drop into the vibrational essence of what it means to relate and how we are interrelating every single moment that we are here in these physical bodies, living this human experience. And it's coming in right now that is a huge part of the key, is to just recognize that as a part of this experience, we are always interrelating. We are always relating. There is never a moment where there isn't a relating energy happening. If we are simply observing nature, sitting in a sit spot in nature, we are relating with what is surrounding us. Even if we don't think we are, even if we're not actively relating in the frontal consciousness of our thinking presence, we're relating. Our physical body is relating with whatever it is touching, always. So in the sit spot, a favorite of mine would be sitting on a rock or leaning up against a tree. My physical nature is relating with that spot, with the earth beneath me, with the rock, with the tree. Right now, there are many different aspects of relating that are happening as I'm allowing this message to flow through. I'm relating as I'm hearing the energy, hearing the words, hearing the vibration coming through. There's a part of me that is relating with it. You are relating as you're listening. You're taking it in. Your presence is there to the degree that it is there. There are other aspects of yourself that are relating in many different ways. And so Source is guiding right now and asking us to really tune in and tap into our relating nature. To recognize that as we are here in human form, we are relating beings. We are having a human experience which allows us to relate. And within relating is connecting. As we relate, we are connecting. Relating implies that there is self-experience and an experience that self is taking in, having, and therefore there is a relating energy that is being exchanged. The human experience is all about that. No matter what, even if we live a solitary existence, there is still, unless we find a way to place ourselves in a black hole or a bubble, and even there, there's something to relate with if our consciousness is alive. We are always in relationship. We are always relating. We are always, therefore, connecting with something, some energy, something tangible, intangible. We are always relating. So the purpose here is to just really bring our focus and our attention to this energy of relating and notice how this dance of relate is moving in our experience. How conscious are we of it? How conscious are we of what we are relating with? Can we bring our consciousness more awake in our relating nature? And if we can, there's much for us to discover. There's much for us to learn, to grow into, to expand into. Because by relating, we are showing up as a willing participant in this experience. There's many times in this human experience where we can sort of forget that this is an interrelational experience and that we are a very co-creative, authoritative, sovereign force in the relating energy that we have created for ourselves. Life isn't just happening to us. We can feel like that many times. We create such a momentum and such a spin. We've talked about this before, the busyness of life. And we can get really engaged in feeling like we're just a train car in a long string of cars and we're just following the momentum that's been set forth for us. And we're not autonomous. We're not empowered in our momentum. We've forgotten that we are a relating being who is capable of choosing in every moment, of being aware of our momentum, of being aware of the co-creative force that is flowing all around us, not only to be aware of it, but to know that we are a part of that creation in every way, always, in all ways. And so as we bring our attention to that, what it does inside of me as I sit with that now, and I just feel, okay, if I become more conscious of the fact that I am a relating being, and I become therefore more conscious of what it is that I am relating with and how I am relating, I become more present in my navigation. Every moment becomes this opportunity to really create, co-create on purpose. And every moment is expanded and opened up for us to really see all of the nuances and the subtleties and the qualities of what it is that we're relating with. And then because we are energetic, magnetic beings, we can become more conscious of how we can draw ourselves toward that which we want to be drawn toward. We can draw really what we want to have manifest in our lives. We can draw that to ourselves through being conscious in our relating. And that's a really, really beautiful thing. So this umbrella of relating, it's like we could stop right here. We could stop right here for this week and just give ourselves some moments to really get into this idea of relate. To really ask ourselves, how do we relate? There's a few other things that are flowing in around this right now. And so I'm just going to give us a few other ways that relating kind of comes in relationship this week to the energy. One of the things is that we're noticing that we're in such a huge phase of expansion right now. We've talked about the umbrella of Great Awakening. And as I said, when that came through a couple weeks ago, that umbrella is here to stay. It's not going away anytime soon. That umbrella, honestly, in the time frame of humanity, is here for several hundred years. Seriously, that's what it feels like. So this is something that is just here. And as we're here in this umbrella of Great Awakening, and we really turn that energy inward toward what is it that we are discovering? What is it that we're awakening to? We're noticing that we can create space as we're relating. We can create space for the dream again. Before the Great Awakening, there's a dream state, a state of mystical magic, a state of visioning, a state of allowing the dreams within us to come alive again. And we are absolutely in that stage right now. And if you're not feeling that, like at the forefront, that's okay. What I want you to do is be exactly where you are, of course, but ask yourself, is there an inner dream that is really tapping on my heart? Have I been having visions of something that I know is on the horizon for me, but I haven't really been entertaining that much because I'm just so entrenched in what feels to be right in front of me right now? I think if we inquire in that way, we'll find that we are dreaming beings. We are visionary beings. And there's usually always magical visioning happening at some part and layer of our consciousness. And it's a matter of us choosing to relate with that, choosing to relate with the visionary aspects of who and what we are, choosing to relate with that creative flame and that creative spark that sends vision and passion and insight our way. We're meant to be playing on that playground right now. We are meant to be playing on that playground right now, allowing our dreams and our visions and our creative flame and our imaginations to come alive in a way that we maybe haven't been choosing or allowing so much lately. So we bring relating here to say, allow yourself to relate with that inner landscape of vision, creative flame, imagination, dreaming. Allow yourself to bring the dream alive. Get into it. Relate in a way that just allows it to expand. Allow the curiosity, allow imagination to be the navigator. So this isn't relating in a way about right now nitpicking or trying to put it into a frame or a container or a context that is going to suddenly like bring the dream into small. It's a time to really allow the dreamscape, the dream space to expand. Allow it to expand. Be in the space of relating in expansion. And as we do that, know that we can relate with the part of our body that says, well, but this dream feels so real. This vision for what I see on the horizon, what I see for my path ahead, what I know I want for my life, it's becoming so clear to me now. It's becoming so, it feels so available. It feels so accessible. When you start to notice that feeling, again, relate with it. Tap in and say, wow, I do feel this. This is so strong within me that I can feel it would be strange for me not to engage in allowing the natural steps to unfold that would allow action to take hold, that would allow me to move into the momentum of shift and change to allow this dream to become my reality. So it really is the merged experience, this relating, the relationship between allowing the expansiveness of the dream, allowing the expansiveness of the landscape of creative force within us, allowing the wild and crazy ideas that have just kind of been that so far, allowing those wild and crazy ideas to really start to cook and to generate and to move within us. And as they do, noticing when one of those dreams, one of those visions, that imagining starts to take root, it's like a seed that's been there with its full potential all this while. And you can just feel that that seed has been planted in a place of expansion where the root is now taking hold. And when that root starts to take hold and that seed begins to sprout, we have to engage in the nurturing aspect, the relating aspect that allows that seed to burst forth, to come to fruition. So this is the dance of relating. Relate in the dreams. Allow the dreams, the vision, the imagination to bring you awake again, to feel these sparks of creative inspiration from within, and then see where that leads you. Let the passion take hold. Let the passion take hold and allow this awakening, this expansion to really, really take hold within you. Allow those seeds to root and then allow yourself, assert yourself, trust yourself to move forward, to take step by step and move into action. And relate with the action. Ask yourself, how can I show up? Are there ways that I'm showing up that I don't need to, that would, if I took myself out of those spaces that really aren't matches for me anymore, that are requiring energy that I could put toward this dream that is planted and taking root and really wants to come forward in my life? How could I gather all of the energy that I can to devote to this coming forth, this dream becoming manifest? And within this, you might be feeling, I feel sometimes, resistance rise up. And I think right now resistance rises up very much from a place of self-preservation and self-protection. What does resistance mean? What does resistance mean? How can we relate with resistance? Well, resistance really is an opposing energy, isn't it? It's something that, and we can put resistance upon ourselves, right? We hold ourselves in resistance around making a shift, making a change, moving forward into something that we know it's time for. We resist that because we sometimes are afraid. Resistance often is very much, if we go to the foundation and we inquire and inquire, usually when we're putting up resistance, and we can be very clever with resistance. Resistance can become such a natural vibration for us that we don't even recognize that we're in resistance. It's very much about a fear of moving forward, a fear of stepping into our dreams, a fear of relating with our dreams in a way that is going to increase the momentum by which we can engage and show up and actually manifest and co-create life the way that we know we really want to, from within. So we find ourselves in this state of resistance. We start to recognize, wait, I think I've been holding myself back. And I think I've been holding myself back, resistance. I think I've been holding myself back because I'm afraid of what might happen. I can't control the outcome necessarily. There's so much unknown. There's so much uncertainty, as we've been talking about. And so while I really don't love the space that I'm in, I really don't love what I've created for myself, it's too scary. I'm a little bit too fearful. I'm a little bit too afraid to trust that I have what I need from within me to move forward and allow this amazing great awakening to happen, to allow these dreams and these visions, these goals, these passions, these talents, these hobbies, these beautiful expressions of who and what I really am to really birth forth. And so I kind of hold myself in resistance because somehow that's become comfortable. It's become safer. And then I inquire deeper and we say to ourselves, what is that safer about? What am I protecting myself from? Why have I given myself to such a stage of self-preservation? And how will this serve me? In the end, how will this serve me? When I leave this life, I want to know that I gave it everything I had. I want to know that I showed up and allowed my light, my greatness, my illuminature to shine forth in every possible way. I want to honor myself all along the way, so when I am afraid, I'm going to acknowledge that. I'm going to acknowledge, I see you. I see that you're feeling fearful. I totally get that. There's been a lot that's been happening lately, self, and I understand that it can be really scary to take that next step. But I want you to know that the love light that shines within you, who you really are, the source nature that you are, you have everything that you need and you're not alone and you're in full engaged support at all times, in all ways, always. We're here. We've got you. And that's a conversation that we can have with ourselves. Cosmic parenting, inner parenting, source parenting, self-love parenting. Where we show up for ourselves and remind ourselves that we've got this. That sitting in resistance over fear of the unknown isn't a fulfilling way for us to live and to navigate. And we can accept that that's where we are. That's a huge step. That's a huge step. This brings us back to relating. We relate. We're invited to relate. To simply relate. As we relate, we become aware. As we relate, we become aware. And in order to relate, we have to want to see. We have to want to have greater awareness, expanded awareness that isn't shrouded in self-preservation and self-protection. We have to allow ourselves to see ourselves fully, to relate with what it is that we're experiencing, and to embrace everything that we learn in that exploration in, and just relate with it. Ask it more questions. Deepen in relationship with the relating within. This is where true change happens. This is how magic happens in our lives. And this is the fundamental, foundational key to how we can move forward and allow our dreams and our visions and our creative flame to be ignited from within us again, moment to moment, breath to breath. This isn't about pressure. In fact, it's very much about taking the pressure off. I'm just going to sit with this. I'm just going to be with this. I'm just going to relate with this. I'm not going to rush myself. I'm not going to push myself. I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I'm not going to bully myself into getting it done and showing up and doing it. No, I'm going to get it done and show up and do it because I feel so inspired that to not do it would feel hindering. I'm going to do it because it feels impassioned. It feels empowered. It feels aligned. I feel driven. And I can show up in that energy. That is what moves me forward. But sometimes we don't feel like we have access to that passion, that drive, that inner empowered momentum. And sometimes that's because we may have settled ourselves into a state of resistance that has become so natural and so comfortable that we don't even recognize it as resistance. Now, I can't say that's the case for all of us. Of course I can't. Each of us have to relate with and engage in our own experience and do our own self-inquiry. I can ask you, I can invite you to do your inquiry, to relate with yourself, to ask yourself, and to be really, really raw and honest with yourself as you're relating. And say, am I where I am? Am I choosing what I'm choosing at all out of resistance? Because if I acknowledge that I am doing that, that might mean that it's time for something to shift. Am I ready? Am I willing? Can I love myself whole? Can I embrace myself in and relate with everything that I'm exploring and discovering about myself solely for the purpose of self-healing and self-growth, to acknowledge who I am and to allow my illuminature to shine forth brighter and brighter in every moment? Am I willing? Am I willing to relate in this way? So this, I feel, brings us full circle for this week. This word theme of relating. Just invite more relating. Inner relating first and foremost, but also consider, not but, and consider all of the other ways that we are constantly relating. Relating with our bodies, relating with the space that our bodies inhabit, relating with the environment, our surroundings, relating interpersonally with those that are on this path with us, loved ones, friends, teachers, acquaintances, passersby. Everyone, people we disagree with, people that we don't feel a connection with, but somehow we know we're all connected. Consider all of the relating. And just be with that. Just be with that this week. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear how you're relating. How did this message relate for you? What did it bring up? Did it bring something awake in you? that you knew was right there beneath the surface, but you hadn't really scratched it yet? Did it make something that wasn't so obvious before today become more obvious? Did it make you want to relate in different ways? Did this message inspire you to relate with yourself in kinder and loving and more compassionate ways? Relating in this way is really, this is really a message about self-recognition, self-honoring, coming more and more attuned, in tune with, tapped into this experience, this human experiment experience, as Source often shares. To really know what it is that we're living in this life, that life is not happening to us, that we are 100% engaged in this experience co-creatively. Relate with it. So if you enjoy this message, if it made you think, if it made you inquire deeper, if it made you feel anything, and you feel like that's valuable, please share this video with your friends and your loved ones. Pass it on. These messages are meant to reach the masses. Anyone who listens may find something within these messages that they relate with in a way that makes them feel connected, more connected to who they are and to their presence and their passions and their purpose in this life. So any sharing that you feel inspired to do, I appreciate so much, and I send gratitude and blessings for that. Thank you. If you haven't yet subscribed to our channel, please do that. Please tap the bell so that you receive notifications every time a new video comes out. And also engage with me in the comments below. I love it when there are comments from you, reflections that we can get into conversation and relate with each other on. Let's relate. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for being here. I love you all. I wish you all the very best in allowing your dreams, your visions, your passions, your imaginings to become awake and alive within you. So much so that you feel that seed taking root and you allow the momentum of shift and change to grow and blossom within your life as you allow your dreams to come true and be real. I'm Savi Ma from Illuminate Your Circle and lovingawareness.org. If you find yourself wishing that you could have some one-on-one time where we could sit down and unpack some of the themes that Source has been bringing through, and you feel that a session, a private session with me would be supportive, reach out. Let's connect. Let's find a time to meet. Private sessions are amazing, and I would be so honored to work with you. And if you like these kind of resources and you want more support in your self-healing, your self-care, your self-love journey here on this planet for soul growth and transformation and expansion, then come and join Illuminate Your Circle. We're building an amazing library of resources to support your growth and evolution. Thanks. I love you.